Here's what's going on the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Wednesday. The American League used the long ball and strikeout pitching to beat the National League 5-3 in the All-Star game in Minnesota last night. The Angels' Mike Trout had a double and triple. Detroit's Miggy Cabrera hit a monster two-run home run. Derek Jeter, about to retire, had a single and double. AL pitchers struck out 13 NL batters. What an awful night for Yasiel Puig, the Dodger Cuban missile. He whiffed all three times. The win last night means whoever wins the American League playoffs will get a home field advantage in the World Series. That is huge if indeed it is the Angels. Meanwhile, Derek Jeter, farewell All-Star game. It was emotional. A huge two-minute standing ovation when he came up to lead off the game in the first inning, got a base hit, and a four-minute standing ovation from both dugouts and the entire stadium when he was taken off the field in the middle of the game. By the way, Jeter retires with an All-Star career batting average of .481. Elsewhere in baseball, as teams get ready to start the second half of the season, phones are ringing in the Padres' front office. Teams are interested in relief ace Houston Street, as well as starter Ian Kennedy. The latest, the San Francisco Chronicle, saying the Giants are interested in Street. Earlier this week, Fox TV reported the Angels had inquired about both Ian Kennedy and Houston Street, and the Toronto Blue Jays remain interested in third baseman Chase Headley. Bud Selig, the outgoing commissioner, met with Union Chief Tony Clark yesterday to discuss a program to ban smokeless tobacco in the wake of the Tony Gwynn death. The union stance, however, it must be negotiated. Bud Selig says baseball needs to be responsible for the players' health. The union says, however, it should be a player's choice issue. Selig believes that baseball can return to Montreal with a new stadium. He says the market is very different now than the one the Expos left in the mid-1990s. Montreal hosted two spring training games last February and drew 96,000 fans. And out of the clear blue sky, Selig said Pete Rose may be involved in the All-Star festivities next summer. All-Star game will be in his town, Cincinnati. Bud Selig said his crowning achievement as commissioner was to bring economic health to the game. He said his biggest disappointment was the cancellation of the 1994 World Series. By the way, speaking of the All-Star game, Angel slugger Mike Trout went public, admitted that manager Mike Socher urged him not to take part in Home Run Derby for fear of injury. The New York Post is now reporting that Alex Rodriguez, the suspended Yankee superstar, is demanding rebates from three of the five law firms that represented him in the Biogenesis case. Earlier in the week, longtime baseball lawyer David Cornwell filed a $500,000 lawsuit against A-Rod for back payments. In football, the NCAA continues to be in the middle of a huge crossfire over student-athletes and the need to give those athletes more cost-of-living money. Associated Press, through the Freedom of Information Act, has just gotten documents that show the NCAA made $32 million profit last season. Meanwhile, President Mark Emmert made $1.7 million. Five conferences led by the Southeastern Conference are threatening to break away from the NCAA if Emmert and his people do not come up with a better plan to help athletes financially. Minnesota ex-Vikings punter Chris Cluey is now threatening to sue the NFL team for discrimination over his release for outspoken support of gay marriages. Cluey called special teams coach Mike Prefer a bigot for gay slurs while he was on the roster. He wants the NFL to demand the Vikings release, the full in-house report they did on the Prefer incident. Deion Sanders has a major problem. The legendary Atlanta Falcons defensive back, who founded a prep school in Texas, faces revocation of the license of that school for illegal fundraising. And the Boston Herald has reported prosecutors have uncovered 33 pages of text messages Patriots coach Bill Belichick sent to jailed tight end Aaron Hernandez in the 1 year leading up to his arrest. Both Belichick and Robert Kraft could be called to testify in October in the Aaron Hernandez murder trial. The NFL says it won't take any discipline against Miami Dolphins center Mike Pouncey for his role in the Bullygate scandal. Meanwhile, Detroit former wide receiver Titus Young has now been charged with four counts of assault for attacking doctors and aides in a psychiatric center in the last couple of weeks in Los Angeles. He, of course, has already got five felony counts for breaking and entering against him. Young has been in and out of institutions because of severe bipolar disorder. and big trouble for one of the top pass rushers in the NFL. Greg Hardy of the Carolina Panthers found guilty of assaulting his girlfriend and making threats to kill her. He faces 60 days in jail, but more importantly, faces a huge fine and suspension from the NFL. And a sad note in football, legendary Giants and 49ers quarterback Y.A. Tittle, who lives in Northern California, his family has confirmed at age 87 he's suffering from acute dementia. Busy day in basketball. Miami Heat have signed guard Dwayne Wade to a 2-year contract extension. Chicago Bulls have bought out the contract of center Carlos Boozer. He gets $16.7 million to walk away. That clears salary cap space for the Bulls' signing of the Lakers star Paul Gasol. Cleveland Cavaliers, a week after getting the commitment from LeBron James, now sign one of his former Miami teammates, free agent guard Mike Miller. Oklahoma City has signed free agent guard Steve Telfair, a former number one draft pick in Portland. Celtics have traded forward Chris Humphries. He goes to the Washington Wizards. And a report out of New York that Carmelo Anthony agreed to take $5 million less per year to re-sign with the Knickerbockers to give them more cap space to go get more players. However, in taking the pay cut, Melo also got a full no-trade clause. Lakers met yesterday for a third time with Byron Scott. Evidently, now he becomes the hot candidate for their vacant coaching job. In hockey, Pittsburgh Penguin doctors have decided to cancel the wrist surgery on superstar Sidney Crosby. They say he'll try 3 months of intense rehab before they do anything else. And Oscar Pistorius, evicted from a bar in South Africa after getting into a brawl, he evidently insulted patrons and started yelling about how unfair his murder trial was. A decision is coming in August as to whether or not he's guilty or not of killing his girlfriend. And they tee off in the early morning hours on Friday at the British Open. Tiger Woods, with 14 Grand Slam titles in his pocket, will tee off at 1:04 a.m. Pacific time. Phil Mickelson will tee off at 4:04 a.m. our time. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks.